Fire has always been a natural part of North Carolina's forest ecosystems, but a federal fire suppression policy during the last century extinguished the natural cycle of burns that helped North Carolina forests resist catastrophic wildfires. Now, a group of burners in the Sandhills want to put fire back in the hands of landowners in a state where most forested land is privately owned. WFAE's Zachary Turner recently joined the group to learn more.
In 2015, Jesse Wimberly founded the Sand Hills Prescribed Burn Association to educate community members on controlled burns and put fire back on the land.
My family's been burning for four generations, and we learned it 150 years ago from the Lumbee tribe.
Today, he's co-organizing a controlled burn with Pat Daystar Dial, owner of Turtle Mountain Farm near Mount Gilead, and a member of the Lumbee tribe.
My folks were burning 100 years ago. I know I was just thinking my grandfather was born in 1890, and I know his folks were burning.
Dial is burning 12.5 acres near the front of her property. Controlled burns are a land management technique that provide many benefits to the forest. Depending on the ecosystem, some seeds lie dormant underground until they experience fire. These burns also reduce leaf litter and detritus that pile up, dry out, and provide ready fuel for catastrophic wildfires. This becomes increasingly important as the climate continues to warm and droughts worsen. Courtney Steed, the Lumbee tribe's cultural burn coordinator, said it's also about building community for both tribal and non-tribal members of the burn association.
Well, we see fire as medicine. It is medicine for the land, but it's also medicine for our people. You know, we did our inaugural burn at the Cultural Center, and it aligned with the winter solstice on December 21st so that we could incorporate the elder fires. That's something where we've always come together to celebrate that return of the light. So fire is really at the center of it all.
The burn begins with a test fire, a small fire that gauges how the wind and dryness of the fuels will impact the intensity of the blaze.
I mean, we can get in there and we can put our hand in it and we can see what we think, but sometimes fuels react in a spontaneous way.
Steed grabs a drip torch, which looks like a paint bucket with a long spout on the end. A mixture of burning gas and diesel drips onto the ground, like magma.
This fire is lit at 440.
Dial and her friend Robert Carter, an elder of the Lumbee tribe, pinch some tobacco from a pouch slung around his neck.
My brother and I, we just gifted some tobacco back to the land as a gesture of gratitude and thanksgiving for this burn.
The burn begins. Step one, the burners must create a charred buffer zone on the northern edge where the wind is blowing.
So what we're doing now, Zach, is we're building black.
Building black?
Yeah, building black. Black is our friend.
That can't burn anymore.
That's it. Once it's black, it can't burn.
When the black area regrows, it'll create habitat for turkey, pine snakes, gopher turtles, and other species that favor recently burned forests. The burners communicate up and down the fire line via radio.
Jesse, go ahead.
You got plenty of watchers down there on your east line.
Copy that.
The watchers stand along the perimeter of the burn unit, looking for fires that creep too high along the trees or stray embers caught on the breeze. On the eastern edge, Robert Carter works on the leaves under a fallen tree.
I just wrote some of the excess fuel away from the side of this tree here, so this tree would burn, but it's a slow burn.
According to Wimberly, there are two types of fuels.
We have what we call one-hour fuels, the leaves and straw. That's called 100,000-hour fuel, and it's going to burn for a long time, so we have to be very mindful of those because they can keep burning past when everyone leaves.
The burners work their way back and forth like text on a typewriter. On the western edge of the burn unit, smoke billows over Dial's driveway in a blinding mist that burns when you inhale.
Right now is the most difficult time of the burn. How are we watching that line with all that smoke in it? This is where it gets tough. You have to eat the smoke to guard your line.
Unme Arakiasami is following their spouse down the fire line. They pick up a tire that sits in the path of the creeping fire.
There was actually a group of tires we found earlier too and threw them out because, I mean, you just don't want to burn plastic.
Controlled burns predate colonization in the United States. Federal intervention interrupted those practices. Think Smokey the Bear. But now, Eero Kiyosami and others are rekindling that relationship with the land.
So for me, you know, looking at this burn line, being with these people right now is a way to transcend time and space. Like, it doesn't matter if this is Native people here, if this is not Native people here. At the end of the day, we brought a community together to do something good for the land.
The burn lasted for over 3 hours. Near the front of the burn unit, Dial stood next to her ATV, spraying water from the tank in the back. She sprayed a stump that caught fire that she didn't want to burn.
It's always a blessing when the rain comes. Last burn we had, it rained during the night. It's not going to happen today.
Smoke lingers over the charred earth, curling around the scorched pine trunks. It won't fully dissipate until the next rain. Human relationships with the land are often one-sided. Extracting minerals from the ground, fracking for natural gas, or releasing our waste in waterways. With about 7 prescribed burn associations across the state, controlled burns are a chance for people to give something back to the land.
Oh, it feels just refreshing. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's like a cleansing, you know? Sweeping the floor. Like sweeping the floor. And it'll be interesting, you know, what pops up that hasn't had a chance to, you know, emerge.
As the climate warms, scientists and engineers will look to solve the climate crisis and mitigate its effects through new technology. But some climate solutions, it seems, have been here the whole time, waiting for the right conditions to ignite. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.